Good morning. This is Josh Clark with your quick daily devotion coming from Matthew chapter 5, verses 14 through 16. Now, before I read this, I want to just paraphrase the verse before is, you are the salt of the earth, Jesus says. But if your salt loses its flavor, what good is it? How's it going to provide seasoning? It says, it is then good for nothing but be cast out and trodden underfoot of men. Then he goes on to say, you are the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hid, nor do they light a lamp and put it under a basket, but on a lampstand, and it gives light to all who are in the house. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father, which is in heaven. Wow, what a challenge for us as followers of Jesus. You know, with the verse before, we see we're supposed to be salt that brings out the flavoring so that they can taste and see that God is good, right? And now in these verses, he's saying, hey, listen, you're the light of the world. Like, I have called you. I have commissioned you to be a light on a hill, not hidden, not under a bushel. You know, not like, oh, I don't want anybody to see this, that I'm a follower of Jesus. Oh, you know what? I don't want them to see my good works. And no, he says, listen, I want to put you, you're a light up on the top of a hill, lighting up the whole city. That's what I want you to be as followers of Jesus. And he says, and I want them to see your good works. I want it to be so obvious, so evident that everyone sees it and glorifies your Father in heaven. Now, God help me realize, as they're seeing me, it's not about me. It's not about me. So help me, God. It's about my Heavenly Father, that everything is supposed to point toward my Heavenly Father. You know, I was talking this morning with someone, and I was saying, you know, it's so amazing to have God's love in our heart that's not natural, but God shines it so that we can do good works. And we can give God the glory and say, listen, this would not be me. Trust me, you don't know me. If you know me, you know, prior to being with Jesus saving me, you wouldn't think I was so great. But with Jesus, yeah, Jesus produces good works through me. Isn't that amazing? And so, now God help me, God help you to be this light. Do people in our neighborhood, do they see us as a light? Do people in our workplace, it's like, man, Get around Josh, taste it, see it, you're something different. God help me, I wanna be that. Don't you wanna be that? And God wants to do that through us. He's saying he doesn't want us hidden under a basket. He wants us lighting up the environment all around us. Wow, I am so excited to go out there and with God's help, be a brighter light. Turn on that light and light it up. So let's go out there and have a super ultra awesome, salty, salt and light day, all right? Now, if this episode has encouraged you, you can download other podcasts on through my podcast on iTunes. It's Quick Daily Devotion with Josh Clark, or you can go to my blog, beacatalyst.com. God bless.